previously on Two Past Midnight.
Sir, you need to step back. You need to go back to the camp.
My friend here, he'll be dead if I go back to the camp.
I understand. We cannot let anyone in right now.
I got a place over here. Let's find somewhere to just calm down.
He sets Jablonski down on the ground, lays him down, and looks at Bruce and the little girl. You guys okay?
So I take it your priest friend was your key to getting in to Krakow?
He was probably about our best chance that we thought we had to get in.
There's a guy that comes around that we'll call him an importer-exporter. I don't know that you want to owe him.
So what do you guys think of where everyone is right now? There's a whole bunch of new... We got, the new lieutenant, right? The Blut Louis and the Russian dude?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The tattooed Russian guy.
Tattooed Russian guy. Like Viggo Mortensen from Eastern Promises? Western Promises?
Eastern Promises.
But, yeah. No, I was just kind of curious. So your guys' plan is to... Have this guy smuggle y'all in?
For money we don't have.
For money you don't have. But I think we're in the morning time at this point. So were you planning on trying to sneak in during the daytime?
No.
Is it morning? No. Because I thought like I went to sleep or Murph mm-hmm. went to sleep and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that was because it was night. And then, like, when all the rioting shit happened, and then it was morning, and so it's probably... Actually, let me look at that map, or look at that page, hold on.
What did we do in the morning, then?
No, it was morning. It should be daytime now. So, as I'm saying, you guys were resting at the lieutenant's place. That was what you all were doing before.
Right, we were at his, The campsite for him, he mm-hmm. brought the super sketchy...
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Jablonski had to roll his stamina rolls.
Mm-hmm.
And he's apparently better now. But the plan was to leave Jablonski back at the lieutenant's shack.
Hooch.
Sure. Shack, hooch, whatever. And then... I think you all were going to take the girl with you, if I remember correctly. That was what y'all said before.
Yes, because we were going to try and get her to somewhere safe inside the city.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We were going to owe him. Was that the deal?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And he's going to try to sneak us in. And yes, we're taking the girl with us. Okay. Mm-hmm. That makes... Yeah.
So that's four people he's smuggling in.
Yes.
Okay.
Three PCs and a NPC. Yeah. And he says he knows a way through. You also do know, Lieutenant Bruce, outside of the checkpoints, that a lot of those other areas are usually either patrolled, especially like during the daytime. You know, they usually have people roaming on the inside to like patrol that edge. And it's also mined often. So, and there's the warning signs up that are like, hey, landmines this way, fuckers. If you go this way, good luck.
And I found a shotgun that just has, it's a double barrel with two in it, and that's it.
Was it a double barrel?
You just said it's got what's in it, and I didn't know what the systematics
are. It's a pump action.
So how many shots does that get?
Whatever one load is of it.
Gotcha.
Five?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I rolled for those or whatever. They were one reload or some shit.
Yeah, I got one reload for the M16. Actually, speaking of which, because I haven't messed with my character sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I still have all of my other gear, which I would have lost mm-hmm. from the fire. But my question is, Emmett, he would have kept Clark's gun in his hip.
That's fair.
Okay.
I'm okay with that. Yeah. I think we already talked about that. Yeah, that he still had.
Okay. That's just sentimental. So he would have kept that one. mm-hmm. tucked in his hip. Everything else would have probably gotten burned up in the fire.
Well, and that wasn't Clark's pistol. That was Lieutenant.
That was Clark's 357.
Nope. The revolver belonged to the tank lieutenant.
Yeah. Clark got it from the tank. There was a lieutenant in the tank.
Yes, but Emmett got it from Clark after Clark got popped in the chest.
Fair enough.
So that's the gun that Clark handed Emmett when we breached the room and lost Clark. So that's the sentimental value of that's Clark's revolver.
Fair enough. Yeah, no, I already assumed that he still had that. So.
Does Jablonski still have a club?
Yes. Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't he have a club still?
Because he was unconscious through the entire riot.
Somebody else could have carried it. It's a club.
Yeah, I secured it firmly in between his butt cheeks as I carried him.
So we do have the weapons that we picked up during the riot?
Yeah, that was kind of the point. I mean, why...
Yeah,
You've taken away so many weapons. I'm sorry, we're kind of jaded.
I need to look it up, actually.
They disappeared in between sessions.
Yeah, do we still have anything? Are you sure? Yeah, if anybody out there wonders what kind of damage he's done to us as players,
that's pretty much psychological trauma. Please keep the weapons I earned.
Yeah, no, the plan was, I mean, that was part of it, too, was I was like, okay, all this crazy shit has happened. Here's an opportunity for me to give them some equipment, you know what I mean? To have some shit again, you know, and it made sense storyline wise. So yeah, you guys have those weapons.
So what kind of shotgun did I grab?
Pump action.
And we each have one reload.
Yep. It's in the civilian section.
What's the difference between the M16A1 and the M16A2 other than rate of fire? And which one did I pick up?
It was an M16A2. Nobody got M16A1s past, like, the 80s or past fucking Vietnam. 70s? Yeah. After the first couple years of Vietnam, they stopped issuing out A1s because those are the ones that people will be like, oh, shit, and the magazines are gone. So they stopped issuing those.
Yeah.
So it was an A2.
Okay, one, I'm a civvy, so that's awesome. And that's actually really cool to just get the actual history background of it.
Yeah, well, that was why the M16A2. That was why the M16A2 came about. Was originally it was semi-automatic and fully automatic. And what would happen is during Vietnam, the soldiers were given M16s, and they would just ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta into shit that they couldn't see anything. Well, yeah, I know, but I'm just saying.
Right, so real spray and pray.
Right, it was a spray and pray into a fucking jungle, and it was a way to control their rate of fire, basically, so that they could conserve ammunition. Yeah. And also, that's why the most they could do was burst. But
yeah, also the magazines they had only carried like 20 rounds.
Yeah, it wasn't even 30 rounds. It was short.
So they burned through a magazine and like... Gone.
They'd be reloading and the Viet Cong would just sit back and wait.
Yeah. And didn't they jam like a motherfucker?
Yes.
That too.
They still do.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, tap, rock, and bang.
I thought the A1 was worse for jamming.
I think it's just like... percentage-wise, just because of it's the same ratio of rounds it'll jam at. It's just it was putting out more at once.
It was the rate of fire, and they didn't do anything to actually help with the jamming problem, but they just instituted a more stringent maintenance policy.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Speaking of that, I swear to God, I saw a preventative maintenance flyer, like a military preventative maintenance flyer. And it had the like cartoon artwork for it, and it had army soldiers carrying the M16 by the fucking sight rail. I almost shared it. I saw that. I was like, oh my god, they're carrying it by the fucking army handle. And the whole thing was like, make sure you clean your rifle, it'll keep you alive.
I forgot my character comes with a man pack radio. I don't know what that is.
It's like a man purse, but it's a radio.
PRC, the backpack radio.
Backpack radio.
Just a little, okay.
Yeah. Like, if you ever watch anything that's got, like, the radio operator that's got a pack with, like, a radio in the pack, that's what it is.
It's a prick.
Yeah. It's about this by about that fucking thick. So.
Okay.
Yeah. It's pretty big. It's pretty big. Like, what's its bulk on there or whatever? Bulk? Is that the right thing?
Didn't give me that. I'll have to look it up.
It's probably one or two. It might be two.
No, I just trying to remember if that's the word for it. Or if I'm using a parlance from a different
game.
It's just wait.
Is it? I thought it was...
No, it's wait. I'm looking at the character sheet right now.
Same.
Yep. Okay.
It's all just right. Wait.
But yeah, they're pretty bulky. So those are useful. I mean, that's what Winkler had. It's the same thing that was in the Humvee, actually. The same kind of radio that was in the Humvee. And that was in the truck that got blown up. Because didn't you guys hook it up to the truck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was one of the things Stanislav did. Yeah, weight half. That's very cute. that's PRC 148. That's a SOCOM version. All right. PRC 77? 2. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
119? 2. Yeah, that's right.
Yep. Yep.
What page is that on?
128.
This all seems like stuff that won't be in an episode, but it will.
My apologies. Sorry.
No.
That's what I was saying. Is I think like the whole just the actual history of the weapon was amazing. So.
Yeah.
Especially coming from being a civilian. So.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't there for the first go round of the M16. I just.
But you knew why they changed.
I knew why. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I didn't know the difference between a 1 and a 2, other than, like I said, rate of fire. So. It's really cool to have the this is why. Because, like, Emmett would know.
Emmett would totally know why they don't have the M16A.
Yeah, M16 especially being a part of Tropic Thunder.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, in the M4 is essentially just an AR-15, right? It's just the smaller, more compact carbine version of the M16A2, just designed specifically for close quarters, urban combat. Yeah. Was the original intention.
18-inch barrel instead of the 22 and collapsible stock.
Right. And there are versions of that which have a higher rate of fire. Hence the M4A1 that has a rate of fire of 6. Because that's the version.
I think that does have the full auto.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah. If it has a rate of fire of 6, that means it's a full auto one. But.
Was it 750 rounds per minute?
Something like that.
That's a lot.
Because, I mean, that was originally designed for Spec Ops, if I remember correctly. Right. That was predominantly where it's being used. And also, like, medics would be issued the M4 when, like, everyone else had the M16s. And which, by the way, also, by the time I was in, no one referred to it as the M16A2. They just called it an M16 because that was your only option. It was like, here's your M16.
Because the A1 had finally been completely phased out.
It was gone. Oh, yeah. It was gone. Yeah. I'm sure there were some sitting in the armory, maybe.
But if they were, the barrels were blown out and they just fucking left them there.
And knowing is half the battle.
And those bullets never hit anything.
Was that a standard issue stormtrooper weapon?
Well, I meant G.I. Joe. I meant G.I. Joe M16s. They were just like...
Yeah.
Like them and the A-team. They just shot like thousands of rounds and never hit anybody.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Commando, he would do a burst and hit, like, 30 people.
I was just happy when they came out with the A4.
Does Commando still hold the record for most body count in a movie?
No. I guarantee you something has beat it since then.
John Wick, so. Probably.
Probably.
I don't even think John Wick has them in many kills.
Because it was almost, like ridiculous level.
I mean, I can think of any zombie movie. Like, if you think of, like, the remake of Dawn of the Dead, that had to have beat Commando, if you count zombies as kills.
They don't count. They're not people. They're zombies.
Yeah, but they got turned into zombies.
But that doesn't count if they show up as zombies already.
Hey, here's an idea. Let's argue about every single thing we discuss.
Chris, you seem like you're in a bad mood today. Can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah, what's the matter, bud? You need a hug?
I really love how, like, this is just like group therapy.
You know what? I don't think he's in a bad mood at all. I think he's doing fine, guys. I think you're just taking it out on him.
I'm fine.
We're all laughing, but...
All right, per this website, I don't know how accurate it is. Blood Diamond has the current on-screen body count highest, which is 187 deaths that actually occur on screen.
There is a massacre in there, I'm pretty sure.
Blood Diamond? What's that about? I don't think I've seen that one.
Well, oh, maybe not. Hold on.
It's the Leonardo DiCaprio one.
Yeah,
about South Africa. Oh. Right. Yeah, I know the one you're talking about. I never actually watched that.
But, like, there's a massacre of the workers, and it's bad.
Gotcha.
That's like an asterisk when it's a massacre.
I mean, the end of Commando is a massacre. It's just like,
yeah.
It's just one man. A one-man massacre.
Okay, per this one, and I feel like this one's cheap, it's Lord of the Rings. 836 deaths, but I feel like that's...
I mean, how's that cheap? It's, I mean, like Legolas, they're literally counting as they go. I think yeah, that's fair. And
Gimli's even cutting them short, so.
Yeah, yeah.
That still counts as one.
So what are your characters planning on doing during the day shift then? Because that's pretty much where we're at right now.
Scrounge, scrounge, scrounge.
We'd gone through the morning. You guys met with the dude. And I'm assuming your time for sneaking in is probably going to be the nighttime.
Yes.
The nighttime is the right time.
Even in the Urban Operations Manual where it talks about Krakow, it talks about, like, that would be the time to sneak in. Would be, like, during the night.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. It's going to be nighttime, and Valentin is going to spend the day shift scouting the entry points.
Okay.
I know we said something about it, but I'm going to not remember. We were given, what, 4 rations? Or 5, because we were trying to feed everybody, and I think we didn't have enough rations to feed everybody.
I think it was 1, was what he had. It was 1
that we gave to the girl.
Yeah, we gave it to the girl. So none of us has slept, so we can't heal anything. So resting or sleeping doesn't really matter at this point.
It does if we get tired, exhausted.
Yeah, exactly. It would matter for sleep deprivation. Because technically you take a point of stress and there's not actually supposed to be a coolness and a fire roll for it. You just take a point of stress.
Right. So Emmett's going to crash out because he's been awake for just shy of 48 hours at this point. He hasn't slept since, I don't know, the first time we were at the farmhouse, I think. We did one rotation with the father that we picked up.
Right. Yeah, so it's been 24 hours. Yeah.
Yes. Emmett hasn't slept since back at the farmhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Emmett would be doing, is he's going to crash out.
Well, technically, that means he should have a point of stress.
Oh, no, I think I've already taken, I'm up to 2 stress already. I'm pretty sure that's from that.
I think that was from the, but whatever.
That's fine. Yeah, I'll take another one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been bad. It's been real bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So much so that we're questioning on whether or not you actually gave us the weapons or not. So
I thought I even said, like, hey, here you go. Here's weapons. Like,
that doesn't mean anything to us anymore. Does that still stand now? That's the question we're asking.
Yeah. Yeah. You still have those weapons.
Wow.
All right. So you think Emmett's going to be resting, basically?
Emmett's going to probably just pass out because he has no choice to.
Okay.
Especially after carrying a character on his back for that whole mosh pit.
Yeah. Kyle, what do you think the lieutenant's going to do?
I mean, I would probably be trying to get water or some sort of supplies as the only person there with some sort of background. I would probably try to be the caretaker and see if I could. See, I don't know how foraging would work in town.
I mean,
or hunting would work in town. I don't think those are options.
What are you hunting?
Rats and dogs. Rats and dogs and cats.
Well, I mean, it's not really in the town, right? Because we're on the outskirts.
Right, where you are is on the outskirts of town in a refugee camp.
I get that.
So that's not really. You know,
but you could go off like into
you could go 10 kilometers out, and so you could go into another hex, but that might also be like, but it's also 2 hexes of travel, so it'd be a hex out and a hex back is a whole shift's worth of travel.
Yeah.
And then you still have to spend the shift hunting, so it'd be a hex out, 1 shift, and there and back would be 1 shift, and hunting would be another shift. So that'd be two shifts of actions.
Would I know if there's like a water source that I could just fill everybody's canteens and come back with a ration of water for a multitude of people?
There's the Vistula, which is just runs through Krakow, south of you, a ways past the checkpoints.
I would go, yes, that's what I would do. I would collect...
No, I was being facetious, dude. Oh. I was saying, like, you'd have to go through the checkpoints.
See, this is why they don't believe that you gave them weapons.
So the weapons were real, right?
I'm just wondering if there was, you know, in this refugee camp, if there is a available water source, or it's sink or swim, live or die.
Tell you what, instead of doing a scrounging roll, let's do persuasion. Okay. To see if you can find
yes
somebody to give you some water. You're going to take a -2, though, on it.
You son of a...
Because it's a refugee camp, and, you know...
But people know me. I'm well known.
That's what your persuasion roll's for. That's what the dice are for. It's the arbiter of what you say your character is. You could just be like, I'm invincible.
Okay. Swing and a miss. Nothing.
Do you want to push that roll?
Nope.
You could push it.
I've got one, so no.
Okay. All right. So yeah, I mean, like I said, it's a refugee camp. So people are either A, real fucking stingy about what they actually have, or, you know, don't have those things. So
I have failed you.
That's how I would interpret that. Chris, what do you think Murph is doing during this shift?
So overnight, remember, he went and kind of crashed / passed out.
Mm-hmm.
When Emmett says that he's going to rest, he wants more information on our new, air quotes, friend.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to ask Lieutenant... Oh, but Lieutenant's going trying to find food, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, water was what... That was what you were looking for, was water.
Yeah, I went to try to find water.
Yeah.
He's going to try to talk to the little girl a little bit, just for a bit. I'm not a shift, but see if he can get anything out of her and kind of like play around with her. You know, like just silly stuff, trying to get her to break out of her shell a little bit.
Roll me a persuasion roll. And then tell me how that goes based off of the persuasion roll.
Well, we know it's not going to go well.
Kyle, roll me a d6 too, by the way.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Oh my gosh. He actually got one success.
I can't believe Murph got one success to try to make friends with this little girl. That's amazing.
And I just rolled a 1 for weather.
Yep, it is now cloudy.
You cursed me, Brian.
All right, so clouds roll in. Murphy, it does seem like you're making some headway with this girl. She doesn't talk at any point in this, but tell me what this looks like.
So he just kind of like sits down in front of her and he like motions like with the doll, like, can he have the doll?
Mm-hmm. She looks at you kind of weird, like curious, like you point at the doll and like you hold your hands out and she's like, looks like at you kind of side-eyed and like hands you the doll just to kind of see what you're going to do.
And he kind of does it like a puppet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like makes noises and like, you know, hi, my name is... Oh, what is my name? He points at her and like trying to get her name. I'm trying to get her to talk, but I'm wondering. Yeah. Just like using it like a puppet, like playing with her, having it dance in front of her and stuff like that.
Yeah, the most you're able to get out of her, she kind of laughs and like giggles at the whole thing. And, you know, she starts like kind of dancing around too. But she doesn't speak English, or at least you have no reason to think she does. So any question you ask her is going to be like, wah, 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 wah.
But I'm trying to see if she responds even in Polish.
Yeah, yeah. No, she doesn't. She just kind of laughs and like dances around, like mimicking what you're mm-hmm. doing with the doll, basically.
So he points to his mouth, like, and he talks, right? And then he points to her mouth and makes, like, the talking motion.
I'm thinking about how this plays out, but, hold on. Okay, yeah, so when you do that, she shakes her head no, and, she just kind of laughs and goes back to dancing a little bit. And
okay, but, so I'm going to assume that she can't talk. Maybe she just doesn't want to, but he's going to assume that she can't talk. Okay, and then he goes and sees if she hopefully doesn't startle her, but, like, goes to pick her up. And then, like, kind of dance around with her and do, like, the airplane thing and that sort of thing.
Yeah, no, she seems like she's, like, laughing through all of that and, you know, going along with it. She's having fun.
So while Emmett's sleeping, he's just going to try to bond with her so she's not so scared.
Emmett, you're having a hard time falling asleep with all these kids playing. So we cut to a scene. We see Emmett sleeping on a couch. And in the background, we can hear Keanu playing with his mom. And Emmett's kind of laying there and keeps waking up when they're making noises and laughing and kind of playing. And he'd, like, fallen asleep on the couch. Tell me what that looks like, Brian.
Emmett, he kind of keeps fading in and out. And every so often he pops awake and he sees them playing on the other side of the room. And every time he kind of falls asleep a little deeper, he's exhausted. He's just gotten back home from quite a long deployment. And as he keeps falling asleep, he wakes up and he hears the Keanu laughing, his wife playing, and he kind of gets gruff with him, you know. Hey, I'm trying to sleep. Take that somewhere else.
But Dad, the floor is lava.
Emmett, honey, just go to the bedroom. Just go to bed. Like, you don't have to sit out here in the living room. Just go to bed. We'll be okay.
I was watching this, though. I'm watching this.
Honey, you weren't watching this. You were asleep.
Yeah.
Honey, seriously, just go to bed.
And he stays there and he nods back off. And as he nods back off, it's like a wave hits him. And he gets rocked by the wave of the ocean. And he hears Keanu's laughter. And Keanu's laughter turns into a cry for help. And the wave hits him again. And he's back to the dream that he had at the top of the church steeple. As the waves just keep crashing and he's trying to get to Keanu, who's calling for help. And he just keeps pushing, and the waves keep pushing him back and pushing him back. But now the waves turn into people, turn into civilians that are pushing up against him and holding him back and holding him back.
And then we see Keanu up at the front of this crowd of people that's pushing back on Emmett. And all of a sudden, poof, gets hit in the head with a round. And we cut back over to Murph playing with the little girl and flying her around like an airplane in this shack.
Everyone gets a fucking challenge coin.
That was awesome. Nah, maybe later. Jeremy, you said you were doing a scouting thing, right?
Yeah.
All right, roll me recon.
Okay. I have the scout ability, which gives you +1 recon for spotting others and avoiding ambushes. Does that qualify?
Sure. Why not?
Okay.
Would you like to push that roll? Don't take away my would you like to push that roll.
I would absolutely like to push that roll. Well, it's different when I'm rolling live dice.
No, you just say what you rolled.
I rolled a 2 and a 3.
And then
I go,
would you like to push that roll? Because that's kind of my catchphrase. And then stop taking away my catchphrase.
I rolled a 2 and a 3.
Okay. Would you like to push that roll?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to leave all that in. It's fine.
And I got a 7 and a 3.
Okay, so one success.
One success.
All right. Yeah, I mean, so you're scouting, and what you kind of... Well, you tell me what it looks like, him scouting.
So Valentine is going through... It's during the day, and he knows that he's in full view because the landmines are pretty open areas. There's some rubble here and there, but if you try to hide, someone's going to see you. It's going to be pretty obvious. So he's going around through and trying to make it look like he's disinterested in the landmines and like he's foraging for other things, other gear. So he's digging through rubble, looking, making it look like he's looking for any kind of junk that he can pick up. But he's side-eyeing every once in a while, and he's looking through because he's been in and out of the city multiple times and he's gone different routes. So he has an idea where the mines are, but sometimes they change. So he's going through and making sure that these trails still exist, and he's looking for small indicators like maybe animal trails that are going through landmines. Because if the animals made it, good chance he can too. So wild dog tracks, maybe birds, any kind of indication of safe passage through these minefields.
Mm-hmm. Also, as you're looking through the minefields, you can also see, like, the patrols going along every once in a while and, like, how many people they have on those patrols. And you're kind of making an assessment of, like, okay, if they're doing this during the daytime, at night they'll probably do this, and this will be the pattern that they're running at.
Right. And he's counting their numbers, and he's keeping track of their shift changes, if he can, how frequently they come past the area.
Right.
So every once in a while, he'll look up at the sun, and he's kind of, while he's going, he's pretending like, almost like he's lost as well. So he's looking at the sun, he's checking his watch, and he's kind of tracking these patrols to make sure that he can get through the wire when they're not there.
Okay. Kyle, tell me what your unsuccessful trying to get water looks like.
Yeah, so I'm going around. I've got a few people that I've got, you know, okay relationships with, or we've made deals and things in the past, and I'm kind of, hey, guys, I've got a few extra people here that we're kind of teaming up in a group. A few more Americans that have come into a group, and we're just trying to find some fresh water. I'm just kind of low on supplies and stuff, and I wasn't sure if anybody had a surplus of that, you know. Share and share alike, we always say, right?
Yeah, I mean, normally, but I mean, we don't have much of a surplus either. We're going to have to leave the area to go scrounge up anything.
I know the weather changed. It got a little bit worse. I didn't know if, you know, we'd had some rain anytime. Maybe. All right. Well, if you hear of anything, we've got a few people that just need supplies. I'm just trying to make sure things don't get too bad around here. So if you hear anything, just let me know, okay?
Yeah, I mean, one thing I would say is, like, see the clouds rolling in. Hopefully... Get some rain, set out some buckets or something, you know?
All right. If you hear anything, just let me know, okay?
We'll do. And we flash ahead, and we see Lieutenant coming back to the shack, and Murph's there still playing with the girl, and Emmett is just waking up, and Jablonski's still out of it. So he's still resting off his sick. So anyway, you come in, Lieutenant, and you see Murph and the girl playing, and what do you guys do? We're heading into evening, actually, at this point. So somebody roll me another D6 for weather.
Let's see what kind of craziness we get. A 4. No change.
Still cloudy.
Well, you two seem to be getting along pretty well.
I was just trying to play with her a little bit and hopefully bring some a little bit of happiness to her, because so she's not so scared with all the craziness going on and being around a bunch of assholes like us.
Yeah, I think she panicked a little less than you and I did back there, so she seems to be a pretty tough cookie.
I don't know if panic is the right term. I think I kind of lost it a little bit.
Yeah. You seem kind of built for this stuff. I, on the other hand, am not, so just keep an eye out for me.
Sure. Violence is always a good answer in these situations, it seems.
I noticed that. You just kept hitting people, and I was trying to run and get out of the way. You had a bit of a crazed look in your eye, my friend. I don't know you that well, and I just assume that's kind of your, when things need done, this is how I get things done. So I will always stay on your good side, so just know that.
I don't know about all that. We've had a rough go of it, and you just kind of do what you have to do.
Yeah. You point me to somebody who's had an easy time in the last few years, and I'm going to go with them.
That's fair.
So, how long you guys all known each other?
What is it, a couple months now? Not even? Well, depends on what you mean, all of us. Emmett and I were in the POW camp together. Go ahead, Emmett. You can tell them the story.
Well, I mean, we spent 6 months in that camp, and I mean, we've been roaming around the countryside here for a couple weeks now.
It's crazy. Seems more and more people got detached. Boy, we didn't know what we were doing in the beginning of this outfit, did we? Operation Reset was more like Operation Whoops.
Yeah, our leadership didn't exactly... well, let's just say they screwed the pooch.
And point of order, both Emmett and Murph were in the POW camp before Operation Reset was even a thing.
Oh, okay.
Like, the first they would have heard about it was after they got out of the camp, or if Cole at some point had mentioned it to them, because he actually did know about it.
Yeah, Cole, Winkler.
Well, Winkler did know about it, and Clark knew about it, but I'm saying, like, that's when they would have heard of it in the first place, so. Like, everything they're getting about it would have been after the fact.
Yeah,
so.
I think Winkler and Clark, right? Didn't they both fill us in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything we've been told is that it went to shit quick. And I think we were told that there was some speculation that the Russians knew our plans before we even launched the attack.
Yeah. I've heard of too many Allied victories in all this. It just seems like there's either holes, places, or dead people here and just scattered everywhere. But, I mean, you seem like you're pretty rank and file with the military. I kind of got pulled into this stuff. I was just a college guy, teaching at a college, just buying my time, and next thing I know, I'm over in an area I don't want to be in, and adapt and overcome. I never thought my life would end up over here. It's crazy.
I think we're all in a place we didn't want to be.
You seem built for this, though. I don't know if it's something in your eye or something with the way you handle yourself. I mean, you seem to have taken to the military pretty well.
Look at that big fucker. Emmett's built for this.
Definitely. Maybe seen a few extra seasons, but yeah, he's... definitely good. So,
we just have experience.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just an old rich kid that was spending daddy's money through college, biding my time till the trust funds kicked in, and next thing I know, I'm dodging bullets. I'm not cut out for this, so I'll help where I can.
Ah, come on. Dodging bullets can be fun. It's where you get that rush of adrenaline and the relief afterwards. And yeah, sometimes it makes you feel alive. Right, Emmett?
I prefer a much simpler life. I'd gotten myself out at one point in time, but this world drug me right back in. I'm trying to get my son out of here. Last we heard, he was 2nd Armored Division, and his tank was still mobile last we heard, but we ain't heard much since then. Things have gone from bad to worse.
It's been a while, but I tracked through with 2nd Armored Division a little bit. But it's been a while.
Well, we had a couple guys that we had met up with. They came here to the city to meet up with a group from a town outside of Krakow. And we they supposedly put in word for us that they were looking for Keanu, which is my son, and we're hoping to get into the city and see if there was any fruit for that. But our best chance of getting in just got shot in the head during that crap at the gate, so...
Well, who'd you say your son was again?
Keanu Peterson. Private Keanu Peterson.
Doesn't ring a bell.
What about a tank with some longhorns on the front?
Now that I know I've seen at one point in time. It's been about a week ago. I remember seeing it. It stands out more than anything. So at that point, I mean, I didn't get a rundown of crew on it, but...
Actually, this is where I'm going to jump in canonically. When you saw it, it was blown out of gas station and abandoned.
Gotcha. How far away from this area? Would I know?
Sure. Yeah, you know that it was... Yeah, I mean, it was a ways north, and it was about a week ago, like I said, but it was probably 100 kilometers.
It's been a little over a week, but I mean, when I was heading this way, I took cover in a gas station. About 100 kilometers north, northeast. Not sure. I think we were kind of lost at the time, and we found a tank matched exactly that description outside of that gas station. It had been blown. We checked and went through it. There was no sign of any casualties in it, but it was no longer in operation, so possible they're on foot and somewhere, but that's the last I heard. And then I never ran through them as I headed this way, so from here to there, there's no sign of them. But like I said, that tank comes very familiar. Happens to stick out, but that's the last I know of it.
You said it was 100 kilometers north?
Northeast. Yeah. Yep.
Northeast. Here, okay. I can't make that journey with what I got right now, so we got to get into this city and see if we can't get some support, but I've got to get there.
Yeah. Like I said, we were at a gas station. There was a few dead Soviets around there, but no sign of any of the tank crew there. But like I said, that tank is no longer in operation.
Do you think that there was a firefight there and they must have survived?
Something happened. I don't know whether they took fire and then, you know, ground support, or if... couldn't tell you what happened. Whatever it was, they took it to him instead of getting it taken to them.
Shit, Emmett. That's the best info or most up-to-date info we've gotten in a long time.
Well, that's the first thing that we've heard since Winkler.
It's been over a week ago, though, so I mean...
About this time, Valentine comes back in.
I believe I've found us a route. Now... I'm going in, with or without you. I want to make sure that you understand the deal you are making now. If I get you in, you owe me. Is this okay with you?
I mean, we'll find a way to make you some money and make it back. I mean, if you're talking indentured servitude, my apologies, but I will make sure that the worth of this is kept on my end.
There are four of you that are coming, yeah?
I'd say we're probably going to leave the catatonic guy back here.
He is not coming. He is sick. I will not take the risk.
3.5 if you count the girl.
There are no halves. There are only whole people.
You don't have much of a sense of humor, do you?
Humor does not keep people fed.
That's fair.
By my count, that is 5,000 a head. That is 20,000.
It's a lot of bullets.
Now, I will waive this fee if you help me with a rat.
All right, I'm listening.
There is a rat who has taken up residence inside the house. I need your help in exterminating this rat.
Wouldn't happen to be named Yuri, would it?
Yuri. What is his last name? There are many Yuris.
Yuri Igorov. Seems to run his own kind of band or militia or whatever you want to call it. He's got a group of people that he basically goes in, attacks villages, forces the townspeople to either join him or perish at his hands.
This Yuri Igorov, how did you meet him?
He was our interrogator.
You see a smile spread across Valentine's face. And he goes, no, this is not the rat we are going to kill.
But you know of this Yuri?
I know of many Yuris, like I said. But he is not our problem. There is a rat inside of Krakow, and he is the man we must kill.
What has this rat done? Obviously, rat, but
he's taken much from me, and we are going to take it back.
If that's a cost of admission, I'm good. I can't speak for the others.
Seems a lot better than owing 20,000. I don't think I'll ever come across that.
And you, Scarface.
Yeah. This wouldn't be the first time I've been an exterminator.
That makes two of us. I think the only difference that Emmett is that I like the job.
The man we are going to kill is Zelko. He's taken much from me, and we are going to take it all back. So if you follow me now, you are in this till the end.
Give me a sniper rifle and a target, and that'll be a quick work.
I appreciate your cowboy enthusiasm.
That's me, cowboy up.
All right. The sun is getting low now. Gather your things. We'll go now.
Well, it's technically evening. I mean, are you going to leave in the evening or are we going to leave at night?
Which one is better? It is cloudy?
It is cloudy, but as far as, like, concealment and shit, you'd be better with night and not, you know. So, okay. Like, at the end of the evening shift, basically. And
okay. Yeah,
but actually going into the night shift, so we would need to know what you're doing for the evening shift, unless you're planning on going at that point.
Okay, I was just thinking about being able to spot mines, etc., at full dark.
Right. Well, part of the problem is getting past the patrols. Right.
Right. Got it. Okay.
It's up to y'all on which way you'd rather go with that.
Get your sleep now. I will come back when it's time.
I know you're offering us a lot by getting us in, but we haven't eaten in days. Is there any chance you can scrounge up any food for us?
That seems like a you problem. There are plenty of people around here. Take what they have.